Hey everybody, welcome to E! On the Go. I'm your host, Eric Pullman, and happy Columbus Day? I guess we're now revising that to Indigenous Peoples Day, which makes a lot more sense than fucking Columbus Day. But, you know, I did see that this had virtue signaling origins, right? Where this day actually became a thing because the United States government was, I guess, put under fire because the Italian mobs had assumed that they had been racially profiled, for, you know, because of, like, prohibition going on at that time. So they actually dedicated a day to the most famous Italian that they knew. I really think that they could have done a much better job at picking, you know, great Italians to, highlight on a national holiday, but they chose Columbus for some, I guess because he was notorious, infamous, however you see it, and you should, I mean, really see him in his most true light. And he was a terrible human being. You really have to look up a people's history of the United States. Maybe of America is in there somewhere. But, I mean, really, the first chapter alone really highlights how much of a terrible fucking human being he was. So really check that out, give that a read, but happy Indigenous Peoples Day, and this one is dedicated specifically to our usage of the word Indians. I recorded this earlier on, not really dedicating this to a specific podcast, but, you know, I was just, I typically record voice memos while I'm driving. If I really have something on my mind that I'm trying to draw out and I'm trying to articulate in the best way possible. And so this was just a product of one of those, and it seemed to be a little more well put than my others. So I figured I'd kind of just publish it and put it out there and, you know, tell me how you think about it, really. So I was just thinking about the name of the state, Indiana. This is kind of what elicited it. And I always love how, like, the most random things will elucidate these conversational points. So my main concern is that, so when you think about cowboys, what do you immediately think about? Like, if you could fill in the blank, cowboys and blank, what would you picture? Or, you know, maybe the famous movie, Blank in the Cupboard. You know, it's an older one, but still, think about that. We always use the word Indians when referring to our Native Americans, right? Those who were here in America before us. And, you know, I'm probably like you, where I don't really care much for, like, the whole PC culture and everything. However, at the same time, we have to be factual with our speech. We have to be specific with our speech. We have to be detailed. When we talk about things, when we have a dialogue, when we are communicating, I have an idea in my head. I transmit that to you, and then I pretty much display that idea that I have in your head. It's a way by which we can interface our ideas, right? That's a way that you can most specifically draw out what communication is and what it does. So, if the picture that you think of when I say something is different than what I think, why are we talking at all? If what you're picturing in your mind doesn't line up with what's in my mind, we're not actually having a conversation. You're picturing things, and they're things that I don't intend. So we're on two different planets. That's what's happening. So because of that, what we have to do is we have to break speech down to its most fundamental and specific level. Because if we don't, if we're not specific with our speech, we're not talking at all. We're not speaking to one another. So, that's the reason why we need to be specific with our speech. Now, when I say the word Indian, what I'm saying is person from India. That's legitimately what it is defined as. I know you have the connotation to think, oh yeah, of course, you know, like the Native Americans, like Indian tribes, of course. But that's not correct, you know, and it's not just that it's not politically correct, because, you know, it's rude by any stretch of the imagination. It's just factually incorrect. There's no sense in it. Why are you saying person of India if they're not from India? I mean, did they make the IPA, the Indian Pale Ale? No, they fucking didn't. So, like, why are you talking in such a way that makes it seem like what you're saying is person from India, when in actuality, it's a person from America who was here longer than you were? I mean, and it's not even just like that PC about it. It's just wrong, factually. So, you know, I'm not on any moral high ground when I say that, you know, you shouldn't use the word Indian when referring to a Native American tribe. You're just speaking falsely. You were speaking incorrectly, and would you like to speak incorrectly? Because if that's the case, if you're non-specific with your speech, we're not talking. We're not having a conversation. And so you cannot have a correct conversation when you talk about Indians with regard to Native Americans. You just simply cannot make that connection. The only connection that you can make, and this is the origin of the falsehood, and it comes from Christopher Columbus, who came over and said, I'm in India, you're all Indians. I mean, he was wrong. I mean, not just morally, I mean, he was absolutely morally wrong, but he was just incorrect. And you might think, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right? We've been doing it this way forever, but for one, that stands in the way of progress, but for two, it is broken. You just don't know it's broken. It's broken because it's incorrect. So when I'm thinking about things like, you know, the Indians or Indiana, you know, places, things that refer to Indians rather than like tribes of the original people of this land, I just laugh, you know, and I laugh at the people talking about it with that terminology. Because although you've read it places, it's wrong. You know, those books where you read it, those were wrong. The people that have said it were also wrong. And why are they wrong, you know? And then that's a good question. You should always tread back to the why things are the way they are. And this just doesn't have good foundation. That's why it's wrong. It's wrong because it's factually incorrect when you break it down to its most fundamental and specific meaning. Try explaining this to a child. They're not going to get it. And for good reason. You know, no one should get it. You've only accepted it because it's convention. You've accepted it because everyone else does it, and so you assume it to be correct. That assumption, that jump, that logical, well, everyone does it, so it must be okay. That's wrong. That's the reason for Nazi Germany. That's the reason for slavery. Just because everybody does it doesn't make it right. It has to stand on some sort of moral or logical ground. And this neither stands on moral nor logical ground. We haven't even gotten into the moral argument here, but just factually, and this is where you should start, it is incorrect. You know, if it's factually correct, but it's morally wrong, that's one thing. But this is just factually incorrect. It's nonsensical. So, I'm not saying don't use this word, because I can't tell you how to speak. You know, you fundamentally have a freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want. What I will say is I will call you an idiot when you say that word, because it's not correct. Well, I won't call you an idiot, but, you know, you're just non-informed. And that needs to be highlighted. So if you do use this word, I'm definitely not going to give you the PC grief that everyone else will. But at the same time, I will pull out this logical argument and ask you why you think the way you do. And if you just think things because everyone else thinks them, you can get away with it for a very long time. You can be a follower for a long, long time, as long as the situation and the circumstances remain the same. But the moment your environment changes and you don't have the ability to change with it, that's when you're wiped out. Darwinism. When you're environment changes and you don't have the ability to change with it because you don't adapt to things logically, you adapt to them by convention, and that convention changes, what are you going to do? You're going to be an old person stuck in their ways, unable to accept the fact that the world has now changed. It's going to make you nonsensical. It's going to make you hard to deal with. It's going to make it so you cannot cooperate with your peers. That in and of itself will set you apart from everyone else in the world, and you will be ostracized. It's not something to be taken lightly. You will be set apart from all other elements of society. And fundamentally, we don't like that. We might say that we hate people. But if you're put in an environment where no one knows you, and you have to acclimate to that, it fucking sucks. Try it. Really. I mean, go out to, where have you? LA. Move out to LA where no one knows you and no one has a fucking reason to deal with you. You're gonna get really lonely. You're going to want someone to talk to. You're going to phone home often. And the moment someone touches you to hug you, it's going to feel like ecstasy. Because we all crave human touch. We all crave human interaction. Even if we cannot acknowledge it at some level, we all want that deep down. And the more people you talk to, the better you feel. And it's weird, because I always thought that I loved being alone. But I have my best days when I run into the most amount of people. I really do. When I am walking through and I get like 10 people that say hi to me, even just in passing, I think, wow, I have a really good community here. It looks like a lot of people truly enjoy my existence. You know, like, that feels good. It feels good. And if you can't acknowledge it, you're not looking deep enough. Or you're not even open to the idea that maybe, just maybe, people, other people out there, put a smile on your face. For some reason. I don't get it. I really don't. But I see it. I don't understand it logically, but I feel it. And although we shouldn't base things on our feelings, we should note that when observation deviates from theory, we have to abandon our old theory. And my old theory was that I didn't like people. I don't like people. I don't like interacting with them. I don't like dealing with their social minutia. But in some capacity, I do, and I have to. Because otherwise, why does it feel so good when I interact with the most amount of people? That's my observation, and it strongly conflicts with my theory that I had for a long while. So get out there, say hi to people, put a smile on their face. The more you improve your community, the more they smile back at you, and the better you feel. And truly, that's the basis for all social interactions. But be specific with your speech.